Take a bit of time to come into your posture, to settle, whatever posture you've chosen. Doing what you need to do to feel nicely grounded and balanced. Bit of poise, courage, open-heartedness. With a sense of a big view. So doing what you need to do to begin to embody equanimity. And bringing a friendly intention to yourself and the practice. We're going to review a practice we did previously that I'm adapting from Gil Fronsdale's instructions that helps us with the factors of awakening to cultivate them, to notice their presence, to notice how they may feed one another, balance each other. So, little reminder, the word for mindfulness, so simple words that I'll use to remind you, the word for mindfulness is here, just here, here. For investigation, what? What's here? What? So deepening the mindfulness. What? And then for the energy effort factor, engage, engage. So that encouragement to engage with what's here. And then we have the joy factor. Yes. So the word is yes, and maybe even a wee bit of a smile with it. Ah, yes, this is what's here, engaging with this which is here. And then sometimes we start getting a little excited, and so we remind ourselves with the tranquility factor. Relax, relax. That's our key word, relax. And you might feel kind of a rippling down through the body. Relax. And then for samadhi, our concentration factor, the key word is steady. Steady. Just hold steady with what's here. In a relaxed way. In a pleasant way. As best we can. Steady. Steady. And then for equanimity, it's okay. It's okay. Whatever is happening, it's okay. And that too may make you feel a little bit of dropping of the body right back down to the ground. Here. Here. So there's the basic instructions, and I'll use the keywords as we go along periodically. So with your friendly, interested intention, choosing an anchor in the present moment, what do you need? Is it a very focused awareness on one spot of breathing? Is it more like breath and body as a whole? hearing. So choosing an anchor, maybe even a choiceless awareness, if that feels anchoring for you. And just reside with your anchor here, here. And what's here? Deepening the mindfulness. What's happening here? What's happening in your anchor? And engage, really engage with what's here. Yes, yes. Engaging with what's here with a pleasant interest, maybe even some joy, not trying to force joy, but rather inviting it. Yes, yes. And relax, 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 relaxing with what's here. And steady, steady, relaxed and steady with what's here, with the joyful energy, steady, pleasant energy, steady. steady. And remembering it's okay. It's okay. Some equanimity. It's okay. Okay. And so as we continue to practice, calling on any one of these words, when you notice the factor is present, or you feel you need to cultivate it a wee bit more, so to review, and then there'll be a long period of silence, here, here. What's here? Engage, engage. Yes, yes. Relax, relax. Steady, steady. It's okay. It's okay. We can also use the keywords in sequence. And encourage ourselves to cycle through cultivating the factors of awakening. So hear what, engage, yes, relax, steady, it's okay. It's okay. The mindfulness factor is always useful here. And sometimes energy's low, and so we may put a little more emphasis on the energizing factors. Investigation, energy, joy. What? Engage. Yes. Other times there may be anxiety, agitation, the energy's too high. And so we really focus along with the mindfulness, with the tranquilizing factors. Relax, steady. It's okay. It's okay. And always the mindfulness here. And in this last minute or so, taking a moment to notice how the practice is for you, how you're doing. Opening with kindness and care and perhaps some balance to any kind of struggle. Noticing too benefits. And dedicating the benefits of the practice to our own welfare and to that of all others whose lives we may touch. And listening to this reading to finish. It's a quote, meditation teacher Nikki Mirkfori. The path leads somewhere, the same way that the river's water leads to the ocean. This practice leads to Nibbana. That's our destination. The destination is freedom. The destination is awakening. How do we relate to that as something accessible? Waking up to our humanity. Waking up from the way we are entangled in our suffering to become free. Free from what ails us, so that no matter what the conditions of our lives are, there is a sense of ease and freedom. No matter what the conditions of our lives are, there is a sense of ease and freedom.